In state after state, the legislature wants to regulate human nature. In short, from sea to shining sea, they'd like to tell you who to be. They can pass all the statutes that they please. Acorns won't grow into maple trees. Besides, those differences they hate are the strength that makes this country great. Only fools would write those laws. They simply can't succeed because you can't take the color out of Colorado. You can't take the Mary out of Maryland. As John Philip Sousa said, I can't march if I can't hear the boys in the band. You can't take the sissy out of Mississippi. He's there and he's going to stay. And so QED, it's as plain as ABC. You need us to make the USA.
You can't kick our asses out of Massachusetts or subtract the 10% from Tennessee.
Utah could never be the beehive state if the hairdressers went absentee.
Can't run the homos out of Oklahoma.
No!
It's their home and they won't go away.
In the land of the free, diversity's the key. You need us to make the USA.
Who will never be passé in old El Paso? Who will always know what's new in New Orleans?
Chicago with no chic would be boring in a week. And you can't have New York City without Queens.
Right, you cannot replace those Staten Island fairies. And who'll always keep Santa Fe? Yes, we're proud to state we help make this country great. You need us to make the USA.
Virgin out of West Virginia. Take the orgy out of Georgia, if you must. You can drive the evil out of Wisconsin and leave Illinois' ills in the dust. You can try to take the KY from Kentucky, though I doubt that you'll get very far. But you'll never take the collar out of Colorado.
Don't you realize who we are? We're the friendly teller at your bank. We're the teacher at your Sunday school. We're the guy who fixed your water tank. We're the cute new lifeguard at the pool. With a nice young man who bought your car. With a lady singing on the radio. We're your favorite daytime TV star. All kinds of people you already know.
We're doctors, lawyers, movers, shakers, friends and neighbors, policymakers. And remember this about us. America couldn't do. Like Fort Wayne. We're part of America, the beautiful. Remember her fruit and play. We're all marching to a master orchestration. So please let all the instruments play. Just to leave no doubt, one more time we'll spell it out. You need us to make the USA. You need us to make the USA.
Warning. The following program contains subject matter that portrays gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgendered people as first-class citizens, deserving of an equal share of the American dream. Topics like this are known to piss off televangelists, backwater preachers, some talk show hosts, blue-haired biddies, several members of Congress, and other socially unacceptable outcasts like radical right-wing nut jobs. Listener discretion is strongly advised.
You have tuned into After Hours Queer Radio with Attitude, a continuing tradition here on KPFT 90.1 FM. The crew of After Hours is ready to bring you news, interviews, discussions, and music geared to the gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender community and our allies. We are a diverse group here, but we all have one thing in common. We are out of the closet and urge everyone to come out of his or her closet as well. That means recognizing who you are, standing up for yourself and your rights, and being proud of who you are. We understand that this might not be possible due to age, job, or frame of mind, but remember, we are here especially for you. So kick back and relax and get ready for this week's edition of After Hours.
Oh, there it is.
Hello. I screwed you up.
Oh, God. It's time to go home already.
You were saying about my mic being on, and I point to the red light that's not on, and...
I hit the wrong button.
Have you had a rough day, dude?
It's just been a long day.
Well, I saw the way Mommy and Daddy were still fighting afterwards. I could imagine how it was being around them all day.
Hey, Mommy was working all day.
I hate it when Mother and Father fight like that.
Yeah, Mommy was cataloging and Daddy was barking orders.
I beg
that covered it nicely. Thank you, Wes.
I think he knows what side his bread's buttered on.
When have I ever barked orders?
Careful, Chris.
Put it at 27 inches. Close. Go to 16 inches.
Out of the hospital.
I remember that. I remember that. Jimmy's a size queen. We all knew that.
Oh, goodness.
I don't know. I was sitting at the computer minding my own business, cataloging stuff for GCAM, and all I kept hearing was this inch and that inch and 16 inches and 32 inches and 4 inches. And it was like, I was glad I wasn't at the party.
Oh, goodness.
Okay, can we start?
I think we did.
Welcome to the annual roast of Jimmy Carper.
For real.
Wait, what am I saying annual? Welcome annual. To the weekly roast of Jimmy Carper.
That's more like it. Whoa.
This is After Hours, Queer Radio with Attitude here on KPFT Houston. My name is Chris Harris, and I'll be your co-executive producer for this evening.
And I'm Jimmy Carper, the longest and oldest.
And most roasted.
At the show, yes.
And I'm Wes Laverne. I'm the one that's tired as hell and pushing wrong buttons.
He's pushing all of Jimmy's buttons.
You mean you pushed a button?
Over here I did.
Oh. It just didn't work on this side. Oh, whatever. Hey.
I turned to do a monologue. I turned on mine and I turned on the side one over here. I forgot, instead of hitting the studio. So.
So, how was everybody's week? How was Veterans Day?
Veterans Day was quiet for me.
Was it?
Yeah.
I wouldn't have expected that.
I mean, I had a couple.
The only one in the room who's been in the service.
Yeah. Well, I had a couple of thank yous. You know, the GM of the dealership, he sent out a global one to everybody in the dealership, mm-hmm. Especially thanking those of us, because there are a lot of us at the dealership that served in the military.
Yeah.
One branch or another, Marines, Navy, Army. So he said his thank yous, and I saw one online from my mom, so. So.
And then he posted this picture of himself in his uniform.
Yeah. There were a couple people that were surprised that
I'm
was in.
I'm just tired of the ones where he posts himself without the uniform.
What was surprising?
He doesn't even post that one on Craigslist.
Oh. So.
What was surprising is I had posted an earlier post.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it showed up twice.
I don't know how it showed up twice.
Egomaniac.
but anyway, I posted it. And I had a couple comments saying, I didn't know you were in the military.
Oh. Duh.
So.
They
obviously don't listen to the show.
Obviously. One of them from somebody that comes to the show every once a month. And so what I did is I have a picture up in the living room of myself and my brother and my mom. Mm-hmm. And I'm wearing my uniform in the picture. So I just took a cell phone picture of it and posted that up online. So.
Yeah, if you want to see him with a cheesy little mustache.
I was 20 years old. Shut up.
Either grow it or leave it alone. My God.
I wasn't growing anything at 20.
Oh, please, like, shut up.
You were?
Her mustache was in quite nicely at age 20. And baby, look at it now.
Okay.
Yeah, so if you want to see my Navy picture, those of you out there in Radio Land,
yes.
Go to the After Hours Facebook page. You will find I'm a friend on the After Hours page. You can mm-hmm. switch over there and you can see my Navy picture. I made it my profile picture for a little while, so
okay.
You can pop over there and take a look at it.
Okay, I might just do that little thing.
So. But like I said, my Friday was kind of quiet. Okay. Other than that,
my Friday was quiet too. We barely had any customers. I'm sitting in there.
Really?
We didn't want to do anything, so we're just kind of flaking out. And I've discovered that playing Cubis works pretty well on a Macintosh computer with a good internet connection. Because I was getting up to levels I never had before.
It was that kind of Friday.
Oh wow!
Wow.
Well, it was one of those days where you know. Bosses weren't there, so you weren't getting yelled at, and everyone was just like, okay, we've had a rough week. Let's just get what we need to get done and just chill.
Mm.
So.
Did you read this last week?
Out loud or to myself?
Oh. I would like the record to show that I am the only one who's not picking on Jimmy tonight so far.
Because I haven't given the opportunity to do so.
Well, you know, this is usually
actually,
the kind of thing
Mike might have been on.
We like to save for membership drive. But I got an email from Stacy Mowry. Remember Stacy?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Recently friended on our Facebook page.
And Stacy posted on my wall,
mm-hmm.
Jimmy, what do you say to one of the single greatest influences in your life? Thank you just seems understated. You and Buddy Johnston and the early crew of After Hours replaying Harvey Milk speeches and the message that every gay life is equal and is valuable as anyone else saved a teenager in despair. I knew at 2 o'clock a.m. in Humble, Texas, I could turn on the radio and I had heroes who understood how I felt and that didn't feel wrong. I owe you and After Hours and its crew and KPFT a large part of everything I have ever accomplished in my life and love. Love always, Stacy. Stacy called into After Hours in the late 80s, 88, 89. He was 14 years old. He lived in Humble, Texas, and he had a dyed red mohawk. I thought he was the gutsiest guy I had ever known, and he was my hero.
Yeah.
Because I, you know, he was doing things that from Humble, they moved to Spring.
Oh, from the big city to the bigger city?
Yeah, okay. You know, so it was the same situation, actually.
Yeah.
I mean, he was the freak out there amongst all of the sunburned necked men.
And he turned into the freaks every week.
Now, excuse you, I lived in Spring back in those in that same time period. I was that age also.
Ah.
The people of Spring are very red, white, and blue. Redneck, white trash, blue bald.
Beer. Oh. Anyway, I always admired Stacy.
Hitting distance.
Stacy was doing things. He was out. He was proud. He was being himself. I mean, he was like Sparkles at that time in his life. And I would have never had the nerve to do that when I was his age. Of course, it was a different era, I understand. But still, in the late 80s, it was not cool to be out of the closet.
What it is today.
Unless you lived in the Montrose or close by.
Sometimes not even in.
I know. So, and I bring this up because, once again, let's see, when we were out to dinner Tuesday night, Monday night. With Tim Brookover and his lover, Albert.
Yes.
And it was just a wonderful dinner.
It was fabulous.
It really was. It's one of the better times that I've had this
year. One of those few neighborhood things you can do with a neighbor as opposed to some gay activist.
And there was a guy who walked into the restaurant and knew Tim. Had long hair. His name's Robert.
Yeah.
Next day was voting day. And, of course, you know, I always vote on voting day.
Yes, I know. Unlike us who vote early.
Yes. So I go to post school to go vote. And who's standing out there?
Good old
Robert.
Long-haired. Okay.
Yeah. Working for Ellen Cohen.
Ah.
So I go in and vote, and I come back out, and he says, you know, when I was a teenager... I listened to your show. I was out and living in the boonies. Listened to After Hours. It was my only connection to the gay community. Once a week, I knew that I could put on the earphones so Mom and Dad didn't hear and feel normal.
And there you have it, folks.
And now, here he is. He's successful. He's out. He is political. He also is on the scholarship committee for the PFLAG. I mean, he's out there volunteering and working and doing.
And doing his job, because his job now is to let After Hours know that that's why he's doing all that now, so we know we're not spinning our wheels every week.
Yeah. Yeah.
That works.
That's the stories like, you know, when we talk about the story of the kids who came to us during the Pride Parade a couple of years ago.
Yes.
You know, I told my mom about that, because she always wonders, why the hell are you going down doing that radio show? I told that story and I said, that's my paycheck.
Yeah, exactly.
That's our paycheck for what we do here.
And I read this from Stacey, and it wasn't to pat myself on the back or anything. It's just, that was his perspective.
Yeah.
And mine was just the opposite, because I thought he was my hero. To be a teenager and live in Spring and dress wildly and be yourself.
You were just jealous.
And not care.
Well, yeah, I say the same thing when we get the hatchlings in here. Even the fact of at their age, if the only time they're out is when they're here at the station or they're with the hatch group, that was so much more than I was at that age of that chance to be out and be with someone.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And, you know, sometimes it's like, you know, of how much they could teach rather than me teach them of being who they are and telling the world, basically, screw you. I don't care what you think about me.
But it's different because the world does care. And it isn't so scary to be gay anymore. It's not entirely safe everywhere in the U.S. Yeah. No, it is not. But there are a hell of a lot more people out now. I mean, and Harvey Milk was right. Once we come out of the closet and they get to know us,
they'll still hate us, but we're going to stay out anyway.
No.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was on the wrong show.
And if those of you who are curious to see what Stacy looked like back in those crazy days, check out on the movie scenes and look for a documentary called Tarnation.
Tarnation. And he's in it.
You will see it. It'll be easy to spot. He is the one who is tattooed up and tucked.
Yes.
In the movie, which is actually, that movie is when made a list of the 50 documentaries to see before you die.
It really was.
I think it was in the middle of the pack, if I remember correctly.
Wow.
That was one of, Current TV did a list of 50 documentaries to see before you die, and I was watching some of the stuff, and it's like, my God, I've actually seen some of these movies. Then they showed Tarnation. It's like, I saw that one. I think it was in the middle. You can catch that special in Current right now. They keep rebroadcasting. Yeah. It's a 5-part show.
Yeah, I noticed.
And,
have you seen the whole thing?
Yeah. Well, I watched it, in bits and pieces over the other parts of that. And it's like, it's an interesting thing seeing some of the movies and going, okay, I didn't realize I was watching a documentary when I saw that show or,
Then suddenly you're bored.
Yeah.
Now it's a documentary.
No, because I'm the weird one who doesn't like the big movie productions.
I don't either.
I don't have time for movies.
I don't have the attention span for a movie.
Oh, yeah, you got that right.
About an hour is it.
Ouch.
I don't.
Yeah.
Hey, I've known him in 25 years. We've been in a movie theater together once. No, twice.
Was it a talkie?
Yeah, I think so. Can't remember. It's been too long. No, I had to sit through a movie I can't even pronounce the name of. That's the one.
Dangerous Liaisons.
Oh, that one. Yeah. Yes. And he even remembers because it was the first time and only time we ever really went to a real movie at a real theater.
It's my favorite movie.
And we've done, the film festival stuff.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I was wondering. But I mean a real movie in a real theater.
Okay.
That's different. That's gay. That's not a movie. That's gay.
The last movie?
The way you were starting to talk there, I thought you took you to the couples theater down in PG.
The last film I saw in a theater, and it was during its first run, was Brokeback Mountain.
Ew. Ooh. Mm-hmm. Oh. Uh-huh.
It's been a while.
I was dragged to that one kicking and screaming.
I thought he was going
to
say The Birth of Christ.
Close enough. Okay, no, he was there. He didn't say he was in a movie theater for that.
Okay. So that, I have a question.
Yes,
so I have a question then. The fact that you like, was Dangerous Liaisons because it's like a bunch of queens in wigs and it reminded you of home?
Well, there's a lot of that.
Did it remind you of home or something? Did it remind you of Montrose on a good night? I was just wondering.
Actually, it was the dialogue, because the first time I saw Dangerous Liaisons was in England as a play.
Oh.
And it was
that
done
might be different.
In a monocolor. Oh. All the costumes were gray.
Oh. All righty.
Yes.
Ooh.
So it wasn't the fact that it was the
outrageous,
the big dress movie. Yeah, right. Yeah, it was the dialogue. Yeah.
Was Glenn Close was in that, right?
In the movie.
Yes.
She's gray naturally.
The only thing, I've never been able to watch Glenn Close since. I don't know why, but I cannot watch Glenn Close on TV.
You're kidding.
No, I don't like the woman, can't stand her, and then that movie was the beginning of it.
Oh, my gosh,
and the
she
only
was
thing
great
I remember
in that
about
movie.
I remember two things about the movie. Number one was her sitting for an interminable amount of time in front of a mirror, staring at herself. And I don't even know why, and I don't want to know why. I don't know anyway. And the other thing I remember is this.
Those doors.
No, the heck with the doors.
The secret door.
The white snow on the ground. That's
with,
all you think, and a trickle of blood running forever and ever and ever and ever and ever.
That was at the
and
end.
Ever.
Yes.
And that's all it is.
I think
is
we get
this
the
white
picture.
Yeah, we do.
With this trickle. Yeah, I got it then, too.
Yeah.
And that's the only two things I remember about the entire movie, other than I was 3.5 hours older when I was
there. You probably fell asleep because after that path, what you didn't see was the sign that came up said, always.
But, you know, normally Bruce will nudge me and wake me up in the movie because I tend to sleep. He didn't even bother on that one.
It's such a good movie.
Yeah, it is.
I bet it's right up there with
Wings of Desire. The German one.
Jimmy, oh. We know you're gay. You don't have to prove it.
Okay. I just have a question. Why is Jimmy in there and his soda is in
there? I don't know. I am needing it really badly.
He can't find it. He's always losing
it. But anyway, so what's on the calendar for tonight?
Oh, you have calendar?
Yeah, well, what that's it. We don't have a quickie, do we?
No.
No.
Thank God.
Don't have a theater group?
We just did it.
Wow.
We just did our quickie.
Our next theater group is in 2 weeks, I believe.
2 weeks? Mm-hmm.
2 weeks, yes.
It must be a stage door then.
Yes.
Okay.
They're invited.
Wow, what a concept. What will they come?
I don't know.
Okay. Stay tuned, folks.
We'll yes!
It depends. We'll post guards over at two locations to ensure that it might happen.
Oh. And one would be South Beach.
Yes.
He'll either confirm nor deny that fact.
Yes. Let's go to the Facebook and see.
So, at any rate.
So, then, so we don't have any of that going on. So
we've got leather ties.
Oh, leather ties.
They're already here.
Okay. And who do they have with them? Do you know?
No idea, but I've got some guests.
Yeah.
I've got a whole bunch of music for them.
I'm going to assume someone from the leather community.
It looks lots of black clothing.
And lots of beautiful tattoos.
Yes. I did notice that.
She can't miss the tattoos. Ooh.
Okay, so things going on around the neighborhood. QMH from J.D. Doyle, the Queer Music Heritage, heard every fourth Monday on Queer Voices. Queer Voices, of course, right here on this station, 90.1 FM, from 9 p.m. to 11 p.m., and J.D. takes the last hour, because he's got, wow. He's a gay guy named Arnold McCullough, who was a session singer for a lot of big names, and Gwen Avery, a woman we play on this show quite often. So there's that, and at OutRadio, outradio.com, which he also does. He's got 4 hours, and he still couldn't squeeze everything in. But he's got some really good music to share and a few artists I bet you don't know. Duh. And 3 songs from the new off-Broadway, very gay musical, Little House on the Ferry, F-E-R-R-Y. And they were sent to him by the director of the play. So there's that. And more locally.
That's my segue.
Yeah, that would be you.
Theater Suburbia is currently running their holiday show, Dear Santa.
They do that so early. I guess it's
they do it on purpose. It's so that they catch you before. They put you in the mood for shopping rather than catch you in between trips to shop. That makes sense to me. And besides, it frees all of us directors up for doing whatever we want to do at home over the holidays.
Well, not only that, but they get a jump on all the other theaters.
That's true, too. Yeah, because all the other theaters are opening this week or next with their holiday.
Yeah.
And I've seen this. It's cute.
Yeah.
Great, chippy little dialogue. Children and adults both in the play.
Mm-hmm. They were here last week.
Yes, they were. A holiday comedy that promises fun for the whole family in this whimsical forest of... We venture to the North Pole, where St. Nick tries to fulfill a child's special Christmas wish while his staff attempts to overcome a supply shortage.
Ooh.
Don't miss this left-field holiday play, perfect for kids from 1 to 92.
Hmm.
And Doris said you could come anyway, so.
Oh, thank
it's
you.
Okay. It's running from November 4th to December 3rd, Fridays and Saturdays at 8:30 p.m. Well, I think they let her in with special dispensation. I'll never be over in that lobby again. And Sundays,
hi, Doris. Love you.
November 20th and 27th at 3 p.m. Tickets are $14 for adults, $13 for students, and seniors, $12 for the matinees for everybody.
Mm.
So you can call. She didn't put it on here. Darn her. Okay, 713-682-3525 for tickets. They've also got their season passes on sale right
Ooh.
Now. Yes, and that's a good deal.
That is a good
deal.
This
is their 51st season.
Uh-huh.
And they've got a great slate of shows. You can go over to theatrasuburbia.com, mm-hmm. I believe it is, and see what their lineup is for the season. And pretty soon.
Is it com or org?
Com.
Com? Okay.
You got it right for a change. Don't mess with
that. Okay, forgot. Sorry. Hey.
Hey, how often do I get it right? Never mind. Thank you. Anyway.
Somebody find my tongue. I just bit it off.
And I think I'm probably letting a cat out of the bag here, but I think at some point in the not-too-distant mm-hmm. future, they're going to start, like, taking tickets online.
Really?
Yes, a step forward. A leap into the 19th century.
God.
Yes. How exciting is that?
Who are they going to get to do that?
Brenda.
Oh, okay.
Online, yes.
Yeah, she's about
Doris will still be doing the box office.
She's about the youngest one there.
Yeah. Doris will still be doing the box office.
Okay.
But we also have going on around town pretty soon
mm-hmm.
is on Tuesday, December 20th at 7:30 at Jones Hall, we have the Houston Holiday Hoedown featuring Bio City Chorale with the Houston Pride Band.
Wow.
Yes. Celebrating the largest rodeo in the country. Join the Bio City Chorale with special guests, the Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo Western Heritage Community Choir for an evening of holiday classics with a country twist.
Mm.
And tickets are starting at $30 for that.
Yeah, it's a little pricey, but it's
I have a feeling it's going to be worth it.
Though. Oh, yeah.
I don't have the little pricey, but it's going to be worth it for those who do. And somewhere in here it's going to tell me you can go, download your order form. They don't give a web page on this thing.
Well, let's kill
But
them.
You can call them. I know. You can call them at 713-521-SING. That's 713-521-7464.
I think their web address is on the first page of that.
And, yeah, I know. Jimmy has all these pages folded over for me for your tickets. I know
because
you do,
he likes his.
So
I did.
Because, like
it.
Barney
so
Frank, efficient. He likes having his pages bent over.
Ouch!
He was on Bill Maher's show.
Oh, this he's week. Changing the subject.
He's lost a lot of weight. Have you noticed that?
I don't have HBO.
I don't mean Bill Maher. I meant Barney Frank has lost a lot of weight.
Yeah.
Okay.
I only ever show him from nipple high on when he's on Rachel Maddow.
Or you can go to BCPA, that Bio City Performing Arts,
uh-huh.
Houston at BCPAHouston.pmailus.com. Oh, call the phone, people.
Rachel Maddow
call
is a
the
goddess.
Phone. Yes. And that's all that's news in the theater for right now.
Okay.
Yay.
And who's got November?
Me.
Okay.
Let me throw in the other theater thing. Coming up in a couple of weeks, I would say Zajor okay. Inc. is coming, should hopefully be here at the show. They're opening their performance of A Christmas Carol, a adaptation by Mark Anthony Glover. And instead of London, it's set in New Orleans.
Mm.
So there'll be ghosts and voodoo and hoodoo and you do and...
And you don't.
Something to me.
Ooh.
You were saying, Chris?
Do I need to turn off his microphone now?
What? I just want some of his drugs.
I thought you were getting the good stuff when you were in the hospital. Apparently, you're getting the good. Coming up in a couple hours on Sunday.
Sunday.
That okay. Swallow, Judy.
I don't know why that takes her by surprise all the time.
Well, she was swallowing at the time.
What?
We won't tell.
Okay. Never mind.
From 2 to 8 p.m. over at Tony's Corner Pocket, the Fire Dancers Houston Tribe will be having their anniversary party.
No kidding.
When is this?
Today. Oh, later on today.
I forgot to tease them about this.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's their 6th anniversary. They were founded in 2004.
They're so confused.
Yeah, I saw.
But they That's laid out hiatus. For a year or two.
That's right. They had their hiatus.
They had hiatus going.
I never said that, God. I never said it.
Yeah, I forgot to talk to them. I saw them tonight. Two of the three. They are going to be over at Tony's Corner Pocket, 817 Dallas.
West Dallas.
It just says Dallas there. You know where it's
Stop
at.
Stop correcting the flyers, James. What are you, anal and retentive?
Well, I don't want people to go to the wrong address.
Yeah.
Go to Tony's Corner Pocket. You know where it is. Like I said, from 2 to 8 p.m.
Oh, mm-hmm. We can make it.
Over at Tony's.
Late.
On the way home from storage.
Yeah.
Libations and Nibbles.
Yeah, I'd like you to read all of that because it has to do with the Houston Buyers Club and what's happened to them lately.
This is taking place on Tuesday, November 15th, from 7 to 8 p.m. at Expert Nutrition, formerly Houston Buyers Club, over at 3224 Yoakum.
That's right across the street from Half Price Books on Westheimer there.
Let me say right up front, this is a solicitation of sorts, and yes, it is very last minute. As many of you know, Expert Nutrition, formerly the Houston Buyers Club, which Fred Walters is the founder, has been experiencing significant financial problems. These problems came about within the past year as we were administrating a government contract, Ryan White, which in plain terms ate our lunch. Our mission, to improve the quality of life for people with health-related conditions by providing nutritional education and affordable nutritional supplements. The Houston Buyers Club, now Expert Nutrition, is part of the Program for Side Effects Management, a nonprofit 501c3. For 15 years, we operated soundly, providing much-needed advice and nutritional guidance. We've also made available nutritional supplements accessible that were difficult to obtain and with very little markup. After all, we are a nonprofit organization. We also provided extensive community outreach and education within the greater Houston area. About a month ago, the board made the difficult decision to resign from our federally funded Ryan White contract because we were subsidizing the program $5,400 each month. Mm. Although it was a very difficult decision, they agreed that we should do it to preserve the organization in order to continue to provide the benefits it had provided so successfully for more than 15 years. I'm inviting you to attend a brief open house with libations and nibbles, including chocolate, on Tuesday, November 15th, 7 p.m. Our goal is to introduce you to Expert Nutrition, listen to your questions and comments, raise some much-needed money, any amount, they're very flexible, and be able to move forward to continue to help individuals manage difficult side effects for a better quality of life. Expert Nutrition, as Houston Buyers Club, has deservedly received many accolades and awards over the years. We are respected by the medical community and frequently consult with patients referred by their doctors. Here's a direct quote from the Houston Chronicle as a part of a larger story on Expert Nutrition. Quote, many Montrose residents say they owe their lives to Expert Nutrition, Houston Buyers Club, unquote. In closing, I would appreciate if you would take the time to attend our presentation, meet the people involved, and tour the store. By attending, you're under no obligation, so RSVP via email, which doesn't give the email, or by phone at 713-520-5288.
I was shocked to learn that as of today, well, as of last week, there are only two buyers clubs in the country. We're one of, Houston is one of them. Mm-hmm. And I forget who has the other one. Because they were talking about them, that a couple of them had recently folded. And these are very important because they provide nutrients and vitamins and minerals and stuff for folks not only with AIDS, but all kinds of debilitating diseases.
What do you mean provide?
At a cheaper rate than you can get elsewhere.
Okay.
Subsidized.
Good quality. They're subsidized, yes.
The Board of Directors of the Empire of the Royal Sovereign Imperial Court of the Single Star, Inc. announced the candidate announcement and show on Saturday, November 19th at 7 p.m. over at EJ's 2517 Ralph. This will be a benefit for the Montrose Counseling Center, LHI, and Kimberly Ann O'Neill Scholarship Fund. Ooh. So we get to see them all in their regalia.
Yeah.
And then on Sunday.
Sunday.
November 20th from 8 to 10:30 p.m. over at the BRB. It's the Four Corners Show. Please join candidates for Mr., Miss, and Ms. TGRA 2013.
2013?
That's what it says here.
Wow.
Your candidates
are.
I'm
getting ahead of things.
The candidates for Mr. are Chap Turian and JP Gill. For Miss, it's Dee DeMarco, and Ms., it's Felicia Wilde. They come together to, for the same cause, to present the Four Corners Benefit Show. The show benefits TGRA Houston chapter and its beneficiaries, the Sisters and the Colt 45s Houston. TGRA is a 501c3 nonprofit charitable organization. Y'all come!
I don't get the Four Corners thing. Is that for the North, South, East, or West? Or
we're the team that is the best. Yeah. I don't know. There's four of them there. There's four candidates.
I don't know.
Invite them.
There's only three titles.
Yeah, but there's four candidates.
Okay, I don't know.
There's two people running for Mister.
That's...
makes no sense.
I know. Okay.
My turn?
It is.
All right.
Because it's time for stuff coming up in December.
Yes, it is. And the first one up is on Thursday, December 1st from 5 to 7 p.m. over at Tranquility Park, which is at 400 Rusk Street, is the World AIDS Day Candlelight Observance.
Yes. This is extremely important.
Join us in a special event downtown to remember those lives touched by HIV and AIDS. They have a two-hour thing here with lots of stuff going on.
Yeah.
Gay Men's Chorus of Houston by Women's City Chorus. An introduction from Alex Sanez from KHOU. They're going to have the Reverend Laura Groen from the Grace Lutheran Church, a youth chorus, Stephen Williamson from the Houston Department of Health and Human Services, Pete Rodriguez from the Harris County Hospital District, the Thomas Street Clinic, State Representative...
Garnett Coleman.
Thank you. The mayor, testimonials from a person living with HIV and AIDS, lighting of candles with Sally Huffer from the Montrose Counseling Center, reading of an original poem by Aaron Coleman. Then they're going to have silent observance and closing remarks. So if you want to find out more about this event, go to www.worldaidsdayhouston.org.
And that's December 1st
at yes.
400 Rusk Street?
Yes.
What time?
5 to 7 p.m.
Okay. But if you're not in the downtown area...
Yep. Let's see here. On Wednesday, December 1st, out in mine and Chris's neck of the woods, over at the Plymouth United Church, about 7:30 p.m., they're located at 5927 Luetta Road in Spring. You can find out more about their church at plymouthunited.org. They're inviting everybody to worship with us as the light of hope for those who live with HIV and AIDS. Let us come together as God's community on this World AIDS Day. There will be a time in the service when you'll be invited to speak the names of your loved ones who have died from AIDS. For more information, you can call 281-251-8147. Mm-hmm. And this, where did it say that? This church is open and affirming.
Yes.
That could be the longest church service in the entire world.
It could be if they held it here in the Montrose.
Well, it could be there, too. You never know.
Yeah.
This is up in the Spring Klein area.
Yeah.
Is where it's at.
Actually, Jimmy's been there without oxygen.
Yes. Yes, I have.
Recently.
Yes.
All right. Let's see here. Then we have the Diva Days calendar.
Oh, I can't
fundraiser
wait for this.
For the PWA LVL Campout. Featuring Vivica Perry, Anne Marie Gill, Regina Dane, Jackie Danielle, Mama Blanche DeBree, Anna Rexa, Abby Normal, I can't read that name, it's all blurred out, Carrie Christopher, Ginger Vitus, and Camilla. Meet the girls for a free signing at the debut party on...
last night.
I think it's a Saturday. Yeah, Saturday, December the 3rd at 8 p.m. over at Tony's Corner Pocket.
Yeah.
817 West Dallas. You can get your calendar for $15 if you pre-order it before December 1st, or $20 after December 1st.
Mm-hmm.
So if you go to pwaholidaycharities.org, they have a link over there so you can go over and do your pre-order.
That's right. Do that. It's a fundraiser.
Yep. Also, let's see here. Oh, I just read all that. Never mind. Scratch that. And then also, let's see, on Sunday, December the 4th, is the Houston Area Bears Monthly Beer Bust.
Yes,
so
yes it is.
Come on out and enjoy that.
That
and then
would Uh-huh. The first Sunday of the month.
Yes, that's the first Sunday of the month. And then also on Sunday, December the 4th at 5 p.m., with a show at 6, is the Kindred Spirits Foundation doing the Judy Garland Christmas Show and Sing-Along.
Oh, my, my, my.
This year is going to be over at Meteor, which is at 2306 Genesee.
Mm-hmm.
Sit back and enjoy this ultra-campy black-and-white television special from 1963, starring Judy, Liza, Dancing Santas, and more. Nancy Ford will be the MC with special guests. There will be a raffle, silent auction, and a holiday buffet.
Mm.
You can get your tickets online at kindredspiritshouston.org or at the door. You can also win a flat-screen television.
Yay!
This is benefiting the Kindred Spirits Foundation Women's Charities. Kindred Spirits is a 501c3 organization.
Great.
And then my last one, on Friday, December the 9th at 8 p.m. over at the GLBT Cultural Center, 401 Bernard, the Houston Area Bears are presenting their Bear and White Ball. So, greeting met to all members and friends of the Houston Area Bears. Come deck the halls and celebrate the holiday season with your favorite Bears as we take a look back at an amazing year of fun and laughter. Enjoy an amazing meal prepared by a Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo Championship cook-off team. Your favorite cocktail served with a smile, music, fun, and of course, the White Elephant Gift Swapping Party.
Ooh, I love those.
Good food, amazing friends, and fond memories. This is what the holiday season is all about. Come join us and enjoy the spirit of the season. Member prices are $10, non-members are $20. Casual dress, leather, or come as you are to have a great time.
No, they shouldn't say that.
We know how Jimmy will show up. Event prices include dinner and an open bar, mixed drinks, and draft beer. If you have any questions, feel free to contact chrisallenperez@gmail.com, or you can get a hold of him on Facebook. So, happy holidays.
Okay, wait a minute now. Chris Allen, how do you spell the Allen?
A-L-L-E-N.
Okay, and Chris is C-H-R-I-S?
That's correct.
Okay. Perez?
Perez, P-E-R-E-Z.
Okay.
Gmail?
At gmail.com.
How do you spell Gmail?
Happy holidays from Chris, the Houston Area Bears, and all of us here at KPF.
You betcha.
You know,
betcha.
I can hit this button here and do the same thing to you.
How come I didn't know anything about that?
I just found out about it this week.
Girls? Oh, please. I've known about it for a couple weeks
now.
Well,
what haven't you told me?
Because I thought it went out to you already.
I haven't gotten it. That's what's
I don't
puzzling.
Think she's
of course, I'm part of the HAB member list on Facebook also, so that's why I've
known
about it
for so long.
Well, I need
to be part of the list that's not for members, because somehow I keep missing all this.
Well, there's a lot of people that are not members on that list also, so maybe I
can
get you an invite.
Oh, come on, you can be the Mama Grizzly.
Put me on the list. I'm supposed to be an honorary bear, but they lost my paperwork.
Oh.
Yeah, that was years ago. I was in the warehouse.
That's
that
right.
Happened.
Yeah,
yeah,
I remember
you
that.
Remember that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, when you were talking earlier about JD, actually gave him some music news today.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the video of the week I put up on the After Hours Facebook page, I forget the name, the artist's
you
name.
You gave the guru of the world of queer music some information?
He didn't know they came out with this, artist came out with a new single recently.
Oh.
And I only found out because I was posted on one of the different sources I use for the roundtable.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's our video of the week. It's Matt.
I had it up earlier.
I forget what his name is. I also liked him on ours. It's
his name is Matt.
Matt something or other.
Okay.
Check out on our Facebook. It's facebook.com/afterhourskpft.
And yes, Chris is not kidding on that because JD did post on there. I didn't know he did that.
Oh.
He came out. Apparently, you know.
Is it an original song?
It's an original song. Okay. Original video. It was cute. I guess this guy isn't very prolific with the video portion there because the other video, he only has two videos up on his YouTube page.
Mm-hmm.
And the last one was a year ago.
Oh.
Which was also a cutesy one. If you watch that one, the title is called Football Something, and the part that worries people here is it's not football, it's American football, it's soccer.
Oh.
So, when the half-naked guy appears, it's because he's a soccer player, not a football player.
Okay.
but you can check it out on our Facebook page on there. Like I said, some new music, a little it's a cutesy song. A lot of, you know, it's different than some of the other ones we've had because it's the only instrument in it is piano. It's singing and piano.
Oh.
So it's, you know, it's not okay. The dancey stuff that's usually up there.
It's more like cabaret.
Kind of. Mm-hmm. So check that out. Like I said, it's facebook.com/afterhours.
All those many, 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 many years ago when Bette Midler and Barry Manilow would do their act at the Continental Baths in New York. He played the piano and she sang.
Then afterwards he played the organ.
Yeah. Sure. I'm sure he did.
Back when they both had their original faces?
Yeah.
That's not a Wurlitzer. It's not a Wurlitzer.
Oh, God.
Can you play Four Roses on the piano? No, but I can play Tulips on the organ.
There you go.
Oh, wow. Oh, my, my, my. So we have anything else for a couple minutes?
That whole so quickly.
We need some music. Badly.
I thought we would. That's all right. I got a piece all queued up for us. We'll be back after a couple of pieces of music.
Speaking of music, you opened up with a piece.
Yes, I did. I opened up from When Pigs Fly called A Patriotic Finale.
I love that. Yes.
You know, I kind of did it.
It makes us sound so queer all over America.
Well, you know.
Maryland.
Yeah. Well, you know, I thought it was kind of appropriate since that's the closest we're going to get for our show to for something for Veterans Day.
Oh,
so.
Mary.
We could play In the Navy from the Village People.
I don't think we have that one here. Not that I've seen anyway.
Yeah, we don't.
No, we don't.
No, we don't.
Mm-mm.
Nope.
Okay.
Shucks. So. Not this week.
So, but anyway, so yeah. I went ahead and played that for our opening tonight. So, but I got us a little piece queued up. We're going to listen to maybe one or two songs, PSA, and Top of the Hour. And then after that is Leather Ties.
All right.
So here you go.
To know him is to love him. Just to see him smile makes my life worthwhile. To know him is to love him. And I do.
And I do. And I do.
I'll be good to him. I'll make lunch for him. Everyone says there'll come a day when I'll walk alongside of him. Yes, just to know him is to love him.
And I do.
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 Was meant for me.
If you should ever need me, call me. No matter where you are, no matter how far, just call my name. I'll be there in a hurry. On that you can depend and never, ever worry. And if you should ever get caught short of life's desires, remember, life holds for you one guarantee. You'll always have me. No wind, no rain, no winter's cold.
But to know him is to love him. Just to see him smile makes my life worthwhile.
And I do.
Do I do?
PTA. Well, the nurse said, Mrs. Sister, you're wearing your dresses way too high. It's reported you've been drinking and are running around with bags and going wild. And we don't believe you ought to be bringing up your little queen this way. And it was signed by the secretary.
Yes, my name is Donna Dye.
Well, the PTA was gonna meet, oh yes it did, that very afternoon. And they were sure surprised when Donna didn't wear her teeth into the room. And as she walked up to the blackboard, I can still recall the words she had to say.
Address this meeting of the Oakland SSPTA.
Well, there's Bobby Taylor sitting there, and seven times he's asked her for a date.
I ain't going.
And Mrs. Taylor sure seems to use a lot of ice whenever he's away.
I think she's a drunk lesbian.
And Mr. Baker, could you tell us why your secretary had to leave this town?
The bitch got knocked out.
Mm-hmm. And shouldn't Donna Day be told to keep her pantyhose off or completely down? Well, Mr. Harper couldn't be here because he stayed too long on Cedar Springs again. And if you smell Donna's breath,
you'll find I had some quavers once again.
And then you have the nerve to tell me you think that as a drag queen I'm not fit.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this is just a little pagan place, and you're all Dallas, Texas hypocrites. No, I wouldn't put you on because it really did. It happened just this way. The day my sister socked it to
the legendary Donna.
The day Donna socked it to
the Oakland, Texas PTA. Yeah, Miss Donna, whatever. Mm-hmm. Is that it? Oh, is that it?
Starting Tuesday, November 15th at 8 a.m., KPFT will celebrate the work and legacy of the Pacifica Radio Archives with a special airing across the country. The Pacifica Radio Archives is considered by historians and scholars to be one of the oldest and most important audio collections in the world, chronicling the political, cultural, and artistic movements of the second half of the 20th century. Pacifica Radio programs include documentaries, performances, discussions, debates, drama, poetry readings, commentaries, and radio art. The special begins Tuesday, November 15th at 8 a.m. and concludes Thursday, November 17th at 11 p.m. Regular programming will be preempted these hours so that we can bring you more from the Pacifica Radio Archives. Visit PacificaRadioArchives.org now to support the valuable work of the archives. This is 90.1 KPFT Houston, KPFT.org.
And you're listening to After Hours, Queer Radio with Attitude, a listener-sponsored commercial-free Pacific Radio for the Gulf Coast, KPFT Houston, 90.1 FM, 89.5 Galveston, 89.7 Huntsville. I was unsure of myself, and I was right. 89.7 Huntsville, 90.3 Livingston Goodrich, and always the World Wide Web at kpft.org. You can find KPFT on Facebook as well as After Hours.
So it's only rock and roll.
Good evening. Welcome to Leather Ties. I'm your host, Daddy Bear Robert, along with my co-host, Master Buzz Lawson.
Good morning.
Good morning. That was Erasure. I Lose Myself. It's off their new album, Tomorrow's World. It's a really kick-ass album. Whether or not you like Erasure, or if you're a big fan, get the album. Get the double CD if you're going to get it, because the second CD has got a lot of really cool mixes on it. And if you don't like Erasure, you'll love this album because it's really killer. We're going to be playing Erasure all night tonight because, you know, I like to support openly gay artists. The closet queens can stay in the closet, but the openly gay artists, I'll support them.
Right.
Yeah.
What you said.
Yeah, what I said. So tonight we are here with Tom. Hello, Tom.
Hey there.
And Sally. Sally's here.
Hi.
And Sherry is here from Austin. She's never been on the raid before, and she's looking at me like a deer caught in the headlights right now.
That microphone is not going to bite you.
Yeah, a microphone won't bite you. We might, but the microphone won't. Don't worry.
You can't even ask that microphone to bite you.
We're going to be talking tonight about the differences between a leather boy and a leather slave. We're going to be talking about the fetish fair that's going on. And we're going to be talking about the Gay Straight Alliance that Tom is working with at one of the local high schools. And so let's dive into it. What do you want to start with, Tom? You want to start with the fetish fair and beating your two girls all night, or what?
We can start there.
Okay.
Well, we got the fetish fair flea market. It's happening over at the Sheridan Brook Hollow. And it's been going on all weekend. It'll be going on tomorrow. I'm doing a presentation tomorrow on what it is to be a leather boy.
Mm-hmm.
And tonight we had a really nice party over there, and got to.
And
get
when
to
we
meet
say
my girls
party,
here.
When we say party, we do mean play party.
Absolutely. And it was a rocking party. They probably had 15, 20 crosses up there, and they were all full.
Excellent. So. Excellent. When he says cross, he means the St. Andrew's cross, for those of you who don't know.
Yeah. We have to paint pictures.
Yeah, we have to paint pictures with words. We're talking about the St. Andrew's cross. Something weird's going on with your microphone.
It is.
It's one of them.
There. Well, it's either that or it's my headphones. I didn't know.
No.
Okay. So everybody's hearing the crunchy.
We've got something of a scratching noise going on. Oh, there it is.
Oh, that's what it is. It's Wes.
Yeah.
He's shaking his head. Hell no.
Wes did it.
He's like, no, I didn't. The Fetish Fair is going on. It's a very fun event. They've got lots of really cool vendors. You can get all kinds of fun toys, clothing.
Absolutely.
All kinds of cool stuff going on at the Fetish Fair.
And they have whole bunches of classes there. Today they had a class on daddy and baby girl relationships. They had a class on, what was the one you went to, Sherry? Master-slave relationships. They had a couple of hands-on ones. They had one that you could, if you paid an extra $20, you got to build your own dragon tail.
Cool. And,
yeah. Walked out of the class with your own toy.
Woohoo.
I want one of those.
A dragon tail?
I've wanted one since Elizabeth used hers on me.
Yeah. Okay, so, yeah.
Ooh, so hot.
I really do love seeing that, a dom beating a dom. That is so hot. Yeah.
It dropped a few jaws in San Antonio.
Yeah, she scarred my ass with that thing, I'll tell you that much. I still have a dimple on my butt from that one.
She pulled that dragon tail out
on me like 8 years ago.
We can only swing those things for so long before it gets to be our turn.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah. What's good for the goose is good for the gander sometimes.
Hello.
So.
Especially for those of us who started leather life on the bottom.
Yeah.
And for those of worked us their way up.
Those of like, us who started as subs and worked our way up.
Doesn't mean that I don't still enjoy some of the benefits of that, you know?
Yeah. Just because you're a dom doesn't mean that you are strictly a top. I keep saying that over and over
I'll
again.
I'll tell you what.
I know a lot of masters who love the bottoms.
When a dom trusts another dom with a whip in their hand, that's trust.
Oh, yeah. There's maybe three people that I would trust with that.
There's only two for me.
That'd be Mistress
Elizabeth is one of them. I'm not telling you the other one because I haven't told them yet either.
Damn it. I thought I was going to get a confession out of you.
When I'm ready, I will divulge.
Well, you said him, so I know it's a male. So, okay, we'll figure it out.
I said them.
Oh, you said them? I thought you said him.
Oh, no, I'm more careful than that.
Damn it. I was going to say Mama Duck, but okay, because that woman knows how to play. So.
Indeed, she does.
Oh, you got to tell that story. That was funny. We were outside talking before the show, and they were talking about Mama Duck was playing somebody.
Oh.
With the, and it's a red-blue paddle, and the game of this is you have to guess what color she hit you with, and if you don't guess the right color, she gets to smack you again with the paddle.
It is one of my favorite
and you
games.
And you got to get the color, you got to choose the color right, what,
three times in a row?
To make the game stop, in order to win the game, let's put it that way.
And so, the bad thing about this is that I'm the one that taught Mama this game.
Yeah. And you're the one that thought up this wacko game.
I thought it up to use on Sully, and then Mama saw me doing that, and she said, oh, I think I'll do that on you. And
you were like, yes, Mama.
Yeah. And I suck at this game.
When the chickens come home to roost.
No, indeed. But the funny part is, and this is the problem with your game, is you pick the wrong kind of paddle because it's a ping pong paddle and one side is red and one side is blue. So when you get smacked and you have to guess the color and you yell out red in the middle of a play party and the scene keeps going, people tend to get a little freaked out because red is usually considered a stop word.
Color, yeah.
It's a safe word meaning stop. And you're sitting there screaming, red.
I called out red and I was right. And somebody from across the room doing another scene kind of perked up their ears, noticing that she was continuing to beat me. And they sent somebody over to go check and go, why are you still beating this boy when he called red?
When he called red. Well, it's a game. His safe word isn't red, is what? Snuffleupagus.
Snuffleupagus, yeah. I can't even say that. So we have now changed it. It is now magenta or blue.
Magenta or blue. Okay. Why don't you get one of those, just get a ping pong paddle that's like green and yellow or something, or a different color?
That's what I had handy.
Okay.
Which, that's the best
choice.
That
is a fun game, though. That would actually make a really cool game for, like, one of the anniversary runs.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I think that'd be a cool game. Yeah, play the red light, green light, but it's a whole different version, right?
The only problem is that most of the anniversary runs are not held in places where we can do bare-ass play.
True, but you know, you can always smack them through their jeans.
Oh, that's true.
A ping pong paddle
can
do wonders through jeans.
Oh, yeah, you can feel that.
I've got a couple of paddles that do wonderful no matter what you're wearing. You could be wearing cast iron and I could bruise your butt with them.
And today we saw at the Fetish Fair, and you can pick this up for a reasonable price, we saw a paddle made out of cast iron.
Oh, no.
With nice holes.
You pretty much, right through it. Pretty much have to be Arnold Schwarzenegger just in order to paddle somebody with it.
I was going
to
say, well, that's... Well, it's got holes in it, so you can't fry eggs on it, too, so what's the point? You can't smack them and then have breakfast. I mean, you know, if you can't use it to make breakfast afterwards, what the hell, having a cast iron
Well, if you do it right, you can cook the eggs right on their ass.
Well, or you can at least pull the piece out of the oven with it, right? Yeah.
Okay. I mean, titanium paddles are heavy enough, but a cast iron paddle?
Yep.
No, it
was only like $60 too. It was a wonderful toy. I was impressed.
You were drooling, weren't you?
I was,
because I know you're really into that.
No, that one was titanium.
Yeah, and poor Sally, she's barely able to sit down. It's a good thing it's a cushion chair, right?
Yes.
Sherry too. Sherry's like, yeah, okay, I'm gonna nod my head,
they're sitting over there grinning and wincing at the same time.
Yeah, it's funny. You see this big old grin, but their eyes are just going ow. But with a big old owie smile on their faces.
Right. Right? That's called afterglow.
Yeah, that's called afterglow, yes.
Yeah, that those looks right there just make me very proud.
Yes.
Because I gave them to him.
Yeah. And I'm still seeing, despite the owie look, I'm still seeing twinkles in both sets of eyes over there. So I think both girls are still enjoying the evening, which you'll be enjoying tonight for a couple of more days, won't you?
Yes.
I think your drive home to Austin's going to be a lot of fun. We'll go over to the Walgreens, the Disco Walgreens over here after the show, and we'll get you one of those donuts that you can sit on and try. We'll get you a little blow-up donut.
One of those ice
the
packs that
donut.
You break them and they get cold and you just sit on it.
Yeah. Now, they need to make hemorrhoid donuts like that, too, where you can just crack it and it'll cool your butt off. Man, they could sell a buttload of those at a fetish fair. Or
a buttload of butt donuts.
Can we say Krispy Kreme, you've got a job. Listen.
Wow. And this is where the show is gone.
Wes is just...
Does everyone.
Wes is just shaking his head. He's like pulling the sinus thing. Now he's...
That's a lovely shade of safe word.
Yeah, that's...
That's a very...
I like that lovely shade of safe word. I love it.
Yeah. Even better.